for the first time in 6 years, State House Representative Carl Moses has a fight on his hands. The Unalaska Democrat will face a challenge in next month's primary election from Dillingham's Bryce Edgman, CEO of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation.
And he's a substantial opponent, and I got my work cut out for me.
Moses is running on a platform of experience. He argues that his 24 years of service in the state legislature outweigh his opponent's promise of new blood for a House seat that Moses has occupied since 1990.
One thing that's very important in Juneau is respect, and that's something you don't gain overnight.
Another thing you don't gain overnight in the legislature is a position on the House and Senate Finance Committees, which are influential in determining which projects in the state get funded. Getting a seat on the committee can take years, and Moses argues that having a freshman representative serving the 37th District could leave the Aleutians with a smaller piece of the budgetary pie. When asked for examples of how Unalaska has benefited from his time on the Finance Committee, Moses points to projects like the community's new boat harbor. Moses obtained $6 million in state funding for the harbor, which the Unalaska City Council named after the longtime legislator in June. But Bryce Edgman, who worked for Moses as a legislative aide 7 years ago, says that Moses is overstating his influence. He notes that many of the projects that benefit the 37th District are the work of the Washington lobbyists that the Aleutian communities pay for, and that things wouldn't change much with a new face in office.
You look at the capital project list from basically the last several years, and I'm certain Carl has played a hand in that. I think we need to pay him his due. But you realize that a lot of the projects that have come forward to the region have been basically federal earmarks that the Aleutians East Borough folks have garnered back east, or that the City of Unalaska people, through their lobbying efforts at the congressional delegation level, have effectively procured. And those monies, of course, get passed through the state capital budget and ultimately back to the district. So the amount of projects that a legislator may think that he or she has a hand in really are not that great amount at the capital budget level. And so I think the issue of seniority at this point is a bit overblown.
Moses' campaign will be hampered by the special session called by Governor Murkowski, which begins July 12th and could keep Moses busy for most of the lead-up to the August 22nd primary election.
The worst part is you can't plan anything because you don't know how long the special session is going to last.
Moses was first elected to the State House in 1964 and has held his current seat since 1990. The last time he faced a challenge in the Democratic primary was in 2000, when he beat Agnes Vrichnovsky with 66% of the vote. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.